The Gemara Daf Vav and Aleph quotes the Mishnah in Shkalim. The Mishnah says, "Be'achad ba'adar mashmina la Shkalim ala kilayim." That's what you do in the beginning of the month of Adar. Then the Chamisha Asar, on the 15th of Adar, Kernes and Megillah Bekrachim, you lay in the Megillah Bekrachim, Yotzim, the Kavitz is Adrachim, you go out to fix the roads, the Sakinas are Chayvis, and to fix the streets. Lamed HaMikvayis, to measure the Mikvayis, make sure the Mikvayis are in order. Ba'osin called Tzaychim Rabbim, you do all the Tzaychim Rabbim, all the needs of the Rabbim, Mitzayin and Sakvaris, you are Mitzayin the grave, so Kahanim know where to go, Yotzim ala Kilayim. And they also go out to take care of the kilayim. So basically, all the tzarchi rabbim, all the different things that tikkunim, the bezin needs to do to help the rabbim, help the public, are done during the month of Adar, and Be'ikar starting from Tesvav Adar. Now, what's very interesting over here is that the Tana throws into this list the fact that B'chamisha also by Kernes and Megillah, on the 15th of Adar, you're laying the Megillah. That lechayr does not belong here at all. The fact that you lay in the Megillah has nothing to do with doing the tzarchi rabbim. This whole list are things we do for the rabbim to help the rabbim, help the public. What does it have to do with Kriyas Megillah? Kriyas Megillah is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Purim. One of the mitzvahs Hayom is to lay in the Megillah. That's a mitzvah on Kol Yachav V'Yachin. It might be then you do B'tzibur, but it's not a thing that you do to help the rabbim. Lechayr does not belong over here in this list. Pasha says, once we're saying what's done on 15th of Adar, we also mention the fact that we lay in the Megillah then. But it is Lechayr doesn't belong here at all. It's nothing to do with helping the rabbim. That's a stam, a mitzvah that everyone's mechuyven. So that's question number one. Why b'chlad do we mention over here Kriyas Megillah? The other question is the Rashash in Shkalim asks. He says it's very strange. Why would, out of all days of the year, to go ahead and do things to help the rabbim? Why would they pick Purim, Purim of Mukafin, the Purim of Yerushalayim, which is a day of Simcha? Why is that a day? The Bezin is going to be busy doing all this hard labor. It's very hard work. L'chayr, it's a time to focus on the Yontif of Purim and to be besimcha. His lashon is lashon of the Rashash over there is Ktsas Tema. The Betesvav the other do is man Simchas Purim Yerushalayim. Yadu lebezdin asakim rabbi amal ke'ela. It's a pella that on the day of Simcha, Purim Yerushalayim, that's when bezdin has to be busy with such hard work. What's the pshat in that? So it's a tzarechian, why that this is the day to be isolated in the tzarech rabbim, and why is Kriyas Megillah mentioned here at all? And you can answer both of these kashas with a Yesai Nifla from the Binyan Shlaim, from Shlomo Levilner in his Chuvis. Binyan Shlaim is Simon and Hay, so it's a beautiful Hezbro over here, and I think he will answer both of these kashas. He says, B'chlal come to Mazar, why we do these things during Adar, why the month of Adar, what's special about Adar, and he wants to be Mazar al pi a Gemar and Shabbos. Gemar says in Shabbos and Daf Lam and Gimel, it's the sugya of Shimon bar Yochai and his son being in the Ma'ara in the cave, different Nisim happened to them, and then when they finally got out of the cave, they said the following. So they came out and they said, since a nace happened to us, let's go ahead and let's do something. Let's do some type of tikkun that will help the rabbim. Why? So it says, by Yaakov Avinu, Yovel Yaakov Shalom Ir Shechem. Yaakov came to Shechem. Vamo Rav, Shalom Begufa, Shalom Bamar, Shalom Betarasai. When Yaakov Avinu came to Shechem and he was Shalom, he was complete, nobody harmed him, all the tsars who could have harmed him didn't harm him, he was protected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yaakov's response was, V'yichanas pnei Yair, he decided to do something to help the city, to do something to help the rabbim. And what did he do? Amar Rav, Rav says, Mabeah Tikkun Lam, he created a coin for them, he helped them with their mamonah, Shmuel Amar Shvakim Tikkun Lam, he helped the marketplace, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Merchatzos Tikkun Lam, he was misakin bathhouses for them. And so Rabbi Shimon Chai says, let me do that as well. He asked around, is there anything in the city that needs tikkun, ika, milsa, dabai, sekuni? So they told him, yeah, ika duchta, this way, safak tumma, there's a place where there are kvarim. It wasn't clear where the kvarim were. Isla tzaram, lakanim, lakufi, it was difficult for the kahanim to go there. So he went ahead and he was mitzayin the kvarim, so the kahanim will be able to know where to walk. So Zakta bin Hashem, he says, what do you see from the Gemara? That Shimon Chai felt that when a nace happens to you, you have to do a tikkun for the rabbim, do something special to help the rabbim. And this is learned out from Yaakov Avinu, that when a nace happened to him, he decided to do something to help the rabbim, do something with Tzarech HaRabbim. This is Kaviyachal, a way of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, paying him back, you did a nace to me, I'm going to help the tzibur, I'm going to help the rabbim and do something special for them. So says Rabbi Shlomi, if that's the case, when a nes happens, you have to do something for the rabbim. He says, "Ein lecha nes gadol from the Purim story. The Purim story was a nes that happened to Gans Klai, so all of Klai so was saved. Hashmona lahar galabed, Hakadosh Baruch Hu saved us, but Rachma pagadaylim. And we made the response of Klai so is, let's go do something for the rabbim. Let's do something special for the rabbim. Let's help the rabbim. And he says it's for that reason. But dafkan the day of Purim, the dafkan tesa of Adar, which is the Purim of the Mukafin, That is the day that Bezin decided, let's go out and do things to the Rabbim. That's our kiyum of making a tikkun for the Rabbim, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, learned out from Yaakov Avinu, that when a nes happens, you have to help out the Rabbim, and that's always bedafka done on Tesvav Adar. And I think so, number one, that answers the kasha of the Rashash, why do this on Purim? It's a day of Simcha. The Torah says that it's bedafka has to be on Purim. That's our response. That's our kasha. The Torah says, Baruch Hu, for saving us, a chelik the Simcha is, let's go do something for the Rabbim. And that's the day the Bezin starts to go out and take care of all the different issues that the Rabbim needs. And that's why I think this, the Tana puts in here, over here, the Petasov Adar Kernis and Megillah, it's not just random, something you happen to do on that day, but that is really the garim of the whole list over here. That's explaining why we do a Bedafik on that day. Being that in Petasov Adar, we read the Megillah, because we're celebrating the Nes of the Hatzalah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, that is the garim, that is the cause for going ahead and doing all this Tzachi Rab and Bedafik on this day. And then he says a Davar Nifla afterwards, a Ben Shlomo, he says, if you look at the things that Yaakov Avinu did, and that Rav Shimon Chai did, it mamish parallels everything over here in the Gemara. The Gemara says that when Yaakov Avinu went to Shechem, he was misaking three things, Matbeah, Shvakim, and Merchatzais. And he says each one over here has a parallel in what Bezin does. Matbeah Tikin Lahem, that's connected Shkalim, Hashmin Al Shkalim, which is a coin. I'm sorry, the Shvakim Tikin Lahem, he was misaking the Shvakim, the marketplace, the roads. That's connected, what it says over here, that the Yotzin, the Kavis, the Sakinus, the Archivus, they fix the roads and the streets. And the third one is Merchatzai Stiklam, he took care of the bathhouses. That's what it says over here, that they went out to be Lominus and Mikvais to fix the Mikvais. And the fourth one, which is mentioned over there, which Shimon Bar Yochai did, he was misaking the Kvarim, he was Mitzayin the Kvarim. That's his din, what the Mishnah says, that one of the things we do is Mitzayinus HaKvaris. So everything that was done over there is done over here. That is, he says, Ein lanu chelik ben istaris, but pavade, there's some type of side, why dafka these in Yonim were chosen in that Gemara, and that's why we did it over here as well. And he just ends off with another nice vart. He says, the other time when you do these things, besides in the Mishnah and Shkolim, is what we find over here in our Gemara and in the Mishnah and Daf Beis, then on Cholamayit is a zman when Bezin goes out to be Misakin a lot of the Tzorchei Arabim. Oitzin Kol Tzorchei Arabim, Mitzanin and Sakvaris, Beoitzin Afal Kilayim, they take care of the Kvaris and the Kilayim for the second time around during Cholamayit, and it's Mavur from the Rishonim, it brings Raya, it's not just the Heter, but that was actually the zman. That was the zman that was Kavur for Bezin to take care of the Tzorchei Arabim. And again, he asks, he says, it's a funny thing, Cholamayit is a time when you're supposed to focus on the Yontav, on the Nes, and the Simcha, spend time with your mishpacha. Why is that a time that Bezin goes out to be Isaac B'tzaycheh Rabbim? And he says the same thing, that he brings rise that this is referring specifically to Chol HaMoed Pesach more than Chol HaMoed Sukkot. It's B'dafka in the Zman of Chol HaMoed Pesach, which the Chol HaMoed Pesach is the time when we celebrate the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this Nes, his Matzos Me'avdus L'Cheres. In Mela, we have to respond with doing a tikkun for the Rabbim, something for the Rabbim, and therefore Chol HaMoed became the Zman where Bezin does this tikkun for the Rabbim. I'll pee that Gemara and Shabbos, Holy Vesachesh Nisa, I'm going to be Eskin Nilsa for the Rabbim. So both what's done on Purim and done on Chol HaMoed is based on that you say to the Gemara and Shabbos, and when a Nes happens, you do something for the Rabbim, and that is the Inyan, that's the Oimek of why all these things happen B'davka on Purim and on Chol HaMoed Pesach.